Visitors to national parks this summer are likely to find discontent and deterioration along with natural wonders. Severe funding cuts, coupled with a move to privatize park jobs, have left employees demoralized. There's also a $5 billion maintenance backlog. Today, the National Parks Conservation Association, created in 1919 as a watchdog and advocate for the parks, released a harsh assessment of the Bush administration's record. Joining us to give us some detail is NPR's Elizabeth Arnold. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Back when President Bush was a candidate, he blasted the Clinton administration for neglecting the parks, and he pledged to eliminate that maintenance backlog. This report seems to suggest that he hasn't made much progress. It looks like nothing much has changed.
Well, the money has increased, Michelle, but it's not enough to fix the old problems and keep up with the new problems. The administration says it is committed. But at the same time, their new directive to privatize has made the problem worse. The budget for repairs at Western Parks, for example, was cut this spring by 28%, in large part to pay for consultants to study how best to replace park workers with private contractors. Anecdotally, the president was here in Washington State when he made that pledge, and since then, the repair budget at Mount Rainier National Park was cut by 40%. And the effects are pretty obvious when you look around. I was just out at Montana's Glacier National Park, and the problem's the same there. The amount, though, just to put this in perspective, the amount, though, that it would take to just to fix the roads at Glacier National Park is more than the park system's entire road budget.
Hmm. The Bush administration, it would seem, would work rather hard to avoid the impression that it's failed to take care of the national parks, the much beloved national park system.
Well, of course. And I'd say the finger should be pointed at Congress as well. This maintenance backlog was inherited from the previous administration and the one before that. The parks have been in a long, steady decline. The question is, why isn't there more political will? And as you know, members of Congress tend to be parochial. They tend to look after the parks in their district or their state. But more importantly, the public doesn't complain. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but Americans love their parks. They love them to death. And even though the roads might be bad or there may not be an interpretive guide around, they're not likely to be outraged as if they'd had a bad meal at a restaurant. They're not going to call their congressman. So absent that outrage, Congress and the administration aren't about to pour in a lot of money.
So what about this effort to privatize park service jobs? Can the park save some money there?
Well, in fact, they already do. The Park Service has already contracted out many functions and relies heavily on volunteers. Their view is that this government-wide directive to privatize is targeting them disproportionately. The Park Service director, Fran Minella, has been openly critical of it, saying, look, the money we need to fix the parks is going for studies of what to privatize, and there's no real guarantee contracting out's going to save us money. The other argument I keep hearing, Michelle, is that park employees do a little bit of everything. The gal at the entrance booth may be your only contact in the park, and she's asked everything from what's the best place to see a pileated woodpecker to how can I see everything in 10 minutes or less. So she's the spokesperson for that park, and many within the service, rightly or wrongly, don't believe that that kind of dedication can be matched by the private sector.
Well, school's out now. We're in June, and the masses will soon start to descend on the parks. Will all those visitors really notice anything different this summer?
Probably not. You know, the arches at Arches National Park are still standing. The Grand Canyon at Grand Canyon National Park is still there. But it's not hard to see if you're looking for it. And employees are definitely worried about their jobs. I met a park campground host the other day who was 80 years old. This guy started out as a volunteer. He took a bunch of courses and they gave him a uniform that he wears proudly every day, thinking he's a ranger. He may not know that rangers don't haul garbage and clean out fire pits, but he does all that and more. He loves his job. He loves the park. Park superintendents readily admit there may be plenty of opportunity to contract out jobs, but they also say it'd be a shame to lose people like this in the process.
Sounds like it would be. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold.